This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Motorists heading into the mountains on Interstate 70 from Denver should expect delays today. CDOT has closed a westbound lane as it repairs a bridge near the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnel. The work should be complete by this afternoon. Migratory songbirds are hitting the night skies all across Colorado. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
About 9.5 million birds are headed south across the state. The migration surge started last night and continues tonight. Insect-eating species like house wrens, warblers, swallows, and hummingbirds will be on the move until mid-October. Susie Hiskey of Denver Audubon says the birds usually fly in the dark hours between midnight and 3 a.m., which makes crossing illuminated cities dangerous.
What light pollution does is it gives them a false sense of sunrise, sunset, or it obscures some of the landmarks that they are using to navigate.
Hiskey says city dwellers can help the birds by turning indoor lights off at night or adding shields to outdoor lights. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
A new partnership and a conservation bank will use private funds to help protect a threatened species. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
A conservation bank sells credits to developers to offset the environmental impacts of their projects. The idea is similar to carbon offsets. For the first time in Colorado, a commercial conservation bank is selling credits to offset the negative impacts to the habitat of the Preble's Meadow jumping mouse. The partnership between the state, Colorado Open Lands, and Conservation Investment Management will conserve over 200 acres of habitat for the mouse, which only exists along the Front Range and into Wyoming. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakas, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.